Hey, if you've got a question for Matt at the Off Farm Income Podcast, give us a call. The number's 208-244-6885. I'd be happy to answer your question from your voicemail on the air. And if you watch our Facebook page as well as our Twitter page, we'll be announcing times where I'm taking calls and I'll speak with you directly and we'll record that and put that one on the air as well. Call in, everybody. I'd love to talk to you.
If they haven't joined SSA, it's a life changer. And if they are in SSA, try new things out.
You're listening to the world's most prolific agricultural podcaster and the Off Farm Income Podcast, episode number 605. Today we are profiling one of those very FFA students. We're going to be speaking with Tanner Stevens, who's coming to us from UConn High School and his FFA chapter there, the UConn FFA chapter in UConn, Oklahoma. And we're going to be talking about agri-science as well as specialty animal production and raising and showing pigs since he was 4 years old. Really interesting interview. We'll have that coming up to you here in just a moment. Well, welcome to the Off Farm Income Podcast. Hey, this is your host, Matt Breckwald, and thank you so very much for joining us here again today. Well, everybody, I just want to let you know this show is designed to help you stop commuting from your farm to a city job, to help you make a living in locations where the cost of farm ground actually reflects its production capability and there's just no jobs out there, or just to find a way to live rural and leave that rat race behind. And I do all of this, or at least I attempt to do all this, by interviewing inspiring agricultural entrepreneurs. We do that on Friday, and these folks have paved the way before us. They're ahead of us in this journey, and they can teach us something about where we're trying to go. And I also do it by highlighting incredible FFA students with great businesses that they're doing for their supervised agricultural experiences. And don't forget to check out our other podcasts. Of course, the D&B Supply Show, which is on iTunes as well as SoundCloud, and the Corn Revolution Podcast. We're just getting to the halfway point in this now 13-episode series. Just go on over to cornrevolution.com and subscribe to your favorite podcast provider from the links provided there. Let's hear a quick word from D&B Supply, then we'll jump into this interview with Tanner Stevens. Before we start the interview, I just want to say a quick word about how all of this works. So the Off Farm Income Podcast, it airs 3 times per week. It comes out on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And of course, it's free for you to listen to, and it always will be. But I'm also a farmer. My wife, my daughter, and I, we raise cattle, we raise pigs, and we raise goats, and we grow alfalfa hay here in Cuna, Idaho. And I need to generate my own form of off-farm income, and I do that through this podcast and the various opportunities that it opens up for me. So this is my form of off-farm income. And so I say that to you because you're going to hear some commercials and some words about sponsors as we go through, and that's because this is my business and this is how I do that. But I want to let you all know I really appreciate you listening and listening to a podcast that has advertisements in it, because without your support, this podcast just would not exist. Now, if you want to help more than just listening, and by the way, just listening is wonderful, here's what you can do. You can tell people about this show and help it grow. That has been happening lately a lot. Thank you so very much for what you're doing there. And you can also, you can click on our Amazon link. We have that. It's an affiliate link. So anything that I link to in the show notes through Amazon or talk about here on the show through Amazon, if you go through our website and click on our Amazon link or any Amazon banner on there first, we get an affiliate commission back anytime you purchase something. It doesn't cost you anything extra, but it certainly helps us out here in CUNA, in the farm studio and on the show. You can also buy our online course. That's called the Ag Entrepreneur. That's designed to teach FFA students how they can start their own business and succeed with those. And you can buy that for your local FFA chapter. Do something great for them, and you can do something great for our show as well. And then, of course, all the sponsors you hear on the show, please support them. And anytime you patronize them, just please let them know that it's Matt Breckwald from the Off Farm Income Podcast that sent you to them.
When living in the country, you need down-to-earth advice. Don't miss the weekly D&B radio show, where host Matt Breckwald digs deep into the stuff that really matters to you, like your home and garden, your pets and livestock, and the land you love. In conversations with a wide range of guests who share their expertise, useful insights, and engaging stories, Matt helps you make the most of living in the West. Check out the full episode archive at soundcloud.com/dbsupply or subscribe now on iTunes.
Joining me today is Tanner Stevens, and he's coming to us from Yukon High School in Yukon, Oklahoma, where he's serving as his chapter's president. Tanner, welcome to the show. Thank you very much for coming on.
Hey, well, thanks for having me.
Hey, you bet. I'm looking forward to the conversation. How are things in Oklahoma today?
Oh, it's a little warm, but it's all good.
It's only going to get warmer. It's early yet in the spring.
Yeah, I've heard that.
All right. Well, happy to speak with you. I'd like to start off by just asking you a few questions about you so our audience can get to know you. Would that be all right?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Well, how old are you, Tanner?
Well, I'm 18 years old.
All right. That makes you a senior. So this episode's actually coming out on May 6th, so it's coming out just right before you graduate. Well, congratulations on your graduation. I think it's a great accomplishment.
Hey, well, thank you.
Hey, you bet. And when you're not at school, when you're at home, are you on a farm or are you in town or something kind of in between?
Well, I live in a neighborhood, but I keep all my animals about a mile west of me at our school farm.
Okay. So you're able to keep your livestock and your other animals, all of that, right there at your school farm?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's a good opportunity. How many students take advantage of that?
Well, right now we got about 30 kids that show animals, and we got about 200 head of animals on a good season.
Oh, wow. Okay. So there's a lot going on there.
Yes, sir.
So is everybody responsible for going in and just feeding their own, or do you all have like a schedule and somebody goes in and feeds everything? How's that work?
Well, the students are responsible for feeding, cleaning, walking, everything like that. It teaches us a lot about responsibility and depending on ourselves to keep our animals healthy and happy.
Mm-hmm. So you go in, what, on a daily basis and take care of your particular animals?
Yes, sir. I go in twice a day to feed them and once a day besides that to go and actually walk them and keep them healthy.
Very good. Okay. Well, now, how long have you been part of the FFA, Tanner?
Well, I've been in the FFA since I was a freshman, so that makes it about 4 years now.
Yeah. And
but I've been involved in agriculture since I was about 4 years old.
Well, tell me about that. Tell me about how that all got started.
Well, when I was four, my sister started getting into 4-H, and I saw her, and I said, I want to do that. So I got on to the Clover Buds, which is a younger version of 4-H, and that's where I started my show career. I started showing pigs when I was 4 years old in our jackpots. And then I moved on to animals like goats and sheep and chickens and stuff like that.
Interesting. So now my daughter started as a Clover Bud, but she was a little bit older than four. But they actually didn't allow her to show at the fair until she was out of Clover Buds. So were you allowed to show at the fair at that young of an age or only in the jackpot shows?
Well, they only allow 4-H and FFA members in the fair, so I only got a show in jackpots till I was 9 years old, and I could officially be in the 4-H.
Got it. Okay, so kind of similar, but you had the desire to show, so you found a way to show somewhere at least.
Yes, sir.
That was good for you. So when you're 4 years old and you're trying to drive and move a pig around the pen like that, you find that being, was that a challenge? Can you remember?
As far as I remember it, yeah. I didn't really start getting good at it until I was about 12.
Okay.
It was a learning experience, and it was fun.
Yeah, good for you. Well, so here you are. You've got all this time invested in showing animals and being involved in agriculture, and now you're your chapter's president. What made you want to be the leader of that chapter?
Well, I'm really competitive, and both of my sisters were chapter presidents, so I wasn't about to let them beat me in that. So I ran for it, and luckily I got it my senior year.
Okay. So now how many siblings do you have?
I've got two older sisters.
Okay. And so they both served as chapter president, and you're like, okay, well, I'm doing this too.
Yes, sir.
Now, did they go beyond the chapter level? Like, do you have another rung of the ladder that you got to climb up to match them?
No, they started working on their college career pretty early. So they wanted to put ag more in their life as a career choice instead of state FFA officers.
Okay.
So I guess I just got to follow them in that.
Okay. Very good. Well, I like to acknowledge our FFA advisors during the show. Do you mind mentioning who those are for you?
My ag teachers are Dustin Beans and Scott Stevens.
Okay. Dustin Beans, Scott Stevens. Thank you for mentioning them. And now I want to ask you, there at your school farm, do you or other students get to keep cattle there?
Yes, sir. There's a cattle barn, and they usually run about 20 head, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Do you ever get to help out doing the work with the cattle, giving shots or dipping them for parasites or anything like that?
We actually had our own cattle operation back in Lindsay when I used to live there. And I got to learn a lot about cattle, but I've more recently moved into just straight pig operations. Like I said, we live in a neighborhood now, so not much room for a cattle herd there.
Well, the reason I'm asking you all this is I've got a sponsor of the show, Powder River Livestock Handling Equipment. And anytime I interview anybody who works with cattle, I always like to ask them if they, you know, if they ever have to run cattle into a squeeze chute and kind of the things that are important to them when they're doing that. Do you ever have to do that?
I'm planning on going to Eastern, Oklahoma State College, and I feel I'm going to major in stalker operations.
Okay.
And I'll get a lot of experience doing that in the future, but so far I haven't had much experience in that.
Okay. Well, everybody, Powder River is the cattle producer's partner, and it has been for over 80 years. They began serving ranchers in the West, and if you have ever seen a cow that has just come in off the open range, then you understand just how much quality and craftsmanship have to be built into livestock handling equipment. So go on over to powderriver.com, see the great line of equipment they've got for you to handle your large livestock safely. That's powderriver.com. Well, Tanner, thank you very much for helping me with that live commercial right there.
Glad to be part of it.
All right. Well, let's talk about your supervised agricultural experience. So what have you been doing all these years with that?
Well, I've done a couple projects in producing livestock. I've had some goat operations and cattle operations, and I'm currently running a fairly large show pig operation. But I do a lot in agri-science, and that's where the majority of my time is.
Okay. Well, let's break them down into two. So tell me what you're doing on the pig side, and then we'll go over to the agri-science side.
Sounds good to me. Well, right now we've got around 20 head of sows at the ag farm running a swine operation. We'll have around 40 head of pigs each season, and we'll switch off half of them for each season. So we usually do around 10 head of 10 sows each season. We'll breed them and we'll sell the babies to other pig showmen around the state.
So you said that there's a total of 20 sows, but you're breeding 10 per season? Am I hearing that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So are you only getting one litter out of each sow per year then?
We try to just so they're not overworked.
Got it. Okay.
It just increases their breeding lifespan.
Got it. And then how many are you having, would you think you're averaging in each litter, and how many are you able to keep alive when that litter comes out?
Well, on average, sows will have around 8 to 10 babies. Sometimes you get more, sometimes you get less. A lot of the time, I'd say around 6 of them would be a good average for how many survive. So we sell around 5 or 6 every year, and we keep, or 5 or 6 for each sow, and we usually keep the rest of them.
Okay. Yeah, it can certainly be a challenge with pigs, can it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. Very interesting. Okay, so what draws you to working with pigs? Why are pigs kind of coming out as your favorite livestock to work with?
Well, like I said, I've been showing since I was 4 years old. I started out with pigs, and that's just been something that I've loved ever since.
Okay. Very good. Well, now let's talk about your agriscience side. So we were talking off the air, and there's some really interesting stuff going on there. Tell us about that.
Well, I do a lot of agriscience fair projects. I've had 5 of them in the past 4 years, and I'm working on another one. And but the most exciting thing that I do in agriscience is actually working with USDA scientists at the Grazing Land Research Lab in Fort Reno.
Okay.
They have a program for high school kids called Blue STEM, and you get to learn more hands-on science and get to work with actual scientists on projects that they do throughout the year.
Really? So tell me about one of these projects. What's been the most exciting project you've worked on so far?
Well, one of the projects that I'm currently working on is we're actually making a new type of gamma grass for Oklahoma's climate.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really, really rough environment, and not a lot can survive out here. So we're working on a gamma grass is actually a mix between eastern gamma grass and a native gamma grass.
Okay.
It should yield plants about 4 foot high at the maximum height. And it's got a protein content that rivals alfalfa. So hopefully it'll be something pretty unique to look forward to here in the next couple of years.
Wow, that would be something with that high level of protein. Now, with it rivaling alfalfa in terms of protein content, is there any concern about bloat risk or anything like that if cattle go out on it?
As far as I can tell, no. We're still kind of in the earlier stages of testing it. We haven't really grazed anything on it yet.
Mm-hmm.
It is one of the native grasses that the buffalo used to eat on, and as far as I can tell, they didn't really have a problem with it.
Sure.
So hopefully the bloat won't be a real issue with it.
Very cool. Well, that's exciting, especially if you can get that production out of it. If it works, I'd love to see if it could work up here in Idaho. That'd be great.
Yeah, we hope so.
Very interesting. Now, along the way, with you doing all of this, the agriscience plus the specialty animals and all of that, have you had any proficiency awards or applied for any of that stuff?
I've had a few proficiency awards in agriscience. I think I've had 2 state proficiency awards and a bunch of chapter awards.
Very cool. Really interesting. Now, off the air, we also talked about some animals that aren't necessarily normal to the United States that you've been working with, you've been able to do. What are some of those?
Well, I get to work out here at Express. That's where I'm at right now.
Mm-hmm.
And out here we have some zebus, which are the original cattle. That's what Brahma come out of, the original uh-huh. Bos Taurus cattle. Or Bos Indicus, sorry about that. And we also have animals like draft horses and a zebra and donkeys and stuff like that. Okay. That I get to work with every day.
And so where you're working with there, what's the purpose of having those animals there? Why do they have them?
Well, my boss is Bob Funk, and he got them as gifts. He's a really big producer around Yukon, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And he had some given to him as a gift, and he's just kept them around.
Oh, okay. Very good. Well, Tanner, if there's another student out there listening and they're looking for a way to find their passion, their interest in agriculture the way you have, what advice would you have for them?
Well, the first advice I would give them is if they haven't, join SSA. It's a life changer. And if they are in SSA, just try new things out. 4 years ago, I couldn't have believed what I've gotten now through the program. I would have never given an agriscience fair project or worked out here at Express. And that all came from trying new things out at FFA.
That's great. Well, Tanner, thank you so much for sharing a little bit out with us today. I really enjoyed it.
Hey, well, thank you.
Special thanks to Tanner Stevens for coming on the Off-Farm Income Podcast today and sharing all that great information with us, that great story. And as always, we'd love it if you would thank our guests for coming on and doing just that. With our FFA student guests, we do that through their FFA advisors. So in the show notes for today's episode, I will link up to the email address for Mr. Scott Stevens, which is Tanner's dad. I didn't even mention that during the episode, and we'll do just that. Thank you so much. All of these links will be listed in the show notes, and for any show feedback or suggestions on people that I should contact, I would love to hear from you. The best way to contact me is through my Facebook page, and that is titled Off Farm Income, but you can also email me, and the email address is matt@offincome.com, or you can call on the telephone. The number is 888-597-5596. And as always, enjoy your journey to the ultimate lifestyle business, agriculture.